Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. Oh, what a beautiful day. It's a nice day today. But today's subject is about it's entitled For Better or For Worse. And I had a conversation with a homie last night, such a mature conversation. I mean, people know I'm growing and evolving spiritually on deeper levels. So we had a nice mature conversation about karmic karma, what goes around comes around, and like you don't appreciate what you have until you lose it. So sometimes you don't know better until you have worse. Because sometimes I spoke about my situation, and where like back then I come from the hood, the dirt, whatever. I gained a lot of stuff, my own apartment, I was appreciative of it. Then I got frustrated and started to take things for granted. So then, you know, I kind of took a leap of faith, or a leap of stupidity in my eyes. And I didn't have a straight strategy or nothing like that. I just had like a plan, like, oh, in my head, but it wasn't written out or nothing. And I lost everything that I worked so hard for. But I was so stressed in that moment that like, these items ain't gonna make me happy. But at the same time, losing them ain't gonna make you happier either. It's gonna put you in the worst predicament, especially when you lose your house and form of transportation, money. Like, it's not good. But as I start rebuilding and building back the things that I got, I just start appreciating. So I understand that it's about being grateful. You know what I mean? And being appreciative. And knowing what's good for you, what's best for you, and what's not. We have to make head over heart decisions. But a lot of times, it takes for us to lose something special. And not just lose it and get it right back, but lose it, go through some chaos, and then have to be able to build to get it back. That's when you appreciate it, because you forget about it. Because sometimes we get to a point to where it becomes a little easier, and you forget about the rough times that you had to go to get to that point, to where it was easier. So now you take shit for granted, shit start getting stripped away from you, then you fall. Now we fall, we have to rebuild. But when you rebuild, you understand that dirt, like, goddamn, like, I can lose this. Because at one point in my life, I thought, man, I'm good, I ain't gonna lose this, man. If I take it up, I'll get right back. Nah, it's harder than usual. It's way harder than usual. So I always tell people, you don't know better until you have worse. But then also, you don't know how much you changed until you have to revisit a situation. So then when I lost my crib, I lost the car, everything, right? I had to go back to the hood. So I went back to the hood. I'm amongst the lower vibrational beings, the bacteria and dirt. No disrespect to everybody in the hood. It's not everybody, but you know, most of them are dirt. And I was a diamond in the dirt that made it out and had to go out. So shout out to all my diamonds in the dirt that's trying to make it out, or trying to make it back out. And due to being, you know, due to the diamond in the dirt effect, I've learned resilience, I learned confidence, courage, and things of that nature. But I also knew that I was different. So when I made it out, I got to the suburbs, I became accustomed to a more calmer life, to where it's not so much about the noise and trying to be famous. It's just about stability, family, and doing what you need to do to get what you want, so you can do what you want to do. You know what I mean? So with me, it's like, all right, certain situations will pop up. I'm like, damn, I forgot I'm still in the hood. So I react differently from what I did when I was in the hood before. Oh, yeah, we could fight all day. We could do this and the third. But now I come to revisit the hood, it's like, I'm not like a person to approach me on something or just be staring. I'm just like, I'm looking at them like they weirdos. Like, it ain't even a what you looking at. Fuck you looking at me for? Because I remember I used to be the Blue Flame character back then. They used to stare. 50 Cent said it best. He said, if you love me, tell me you love me. Don't stare at me, man. Because I hate to go to jail for clapping one of my fans, right? But people were staring, and Philly is so like dark energy, and it's just like, it's chaos. And everybody want to be, oh, so tough all day. It's like, all right, we already built for that. We are tough. We built for that. But we can show that in business. We can show that in our work ethic. We can show that in any other place other than physically harming each other all the time. Some people need the shit slapped out of them. I'm not opposed to that. You know what I mean? Because that's how people learn. But on others, everything doesn't cause for that. So usually I don't interact with people. I really don't go outside. Because like right now, I'm like building back, right? So I really don't go outside until I can get back to the suburbs, and I'm almost there. But this time it's no more apartments. It's a house this time. You know, they say too much given, much is required. So I have to sit patient and stay diligent and focused to what I want to, you know, on what I want, and it'll eventually happen. So being as though I get these I get these premonitions or I get these epiphanies and I'm like, wow, like that's the, those are the things that keep me going. It's not necessarily the fact that the money or anything. It's just the opportunities that I see and knowing that I can be able to keep rolling. That's what keep me going. But the one thing I learned is to follow my passion. And if it doesn't add to my passion, then it doesn't add. I shouldn't do it. It doesn't add to my life if it doesn't add to my passion and what I feel so deep about. And I thought it was music. I love music. I write music all the time. But my thing is to speak to the people. But I needed this experience in order for me to come up with the wisdom. Like, knowledge has to become wisdom. And once the wisdom is internalized and you live it out, and you live it out through your higher self, oh boy, like the place of peace that you get, you allow nobody to disrupt that. Whether, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we don't have to lose it, but if we're not grateful, we will lose everything we work for. And it'll be so tough to get back the second time that it's like, some people get lucky and be like, oh, all right, I slipped, I get that. But when you take it for granted and you start like at the last minute, it's like, oh shit, like shit real. But when you take it for granted and you lose it, it's so hard to get back the second time. You have to remind yourself of how hard it is to get back. Because sometimes we live so much in our bliss and in our happiness that we're not looking at the consequences if we're not focused or disciplined, and we lose everything. So even in relationships, like, you know, you get a good woman or a good man, you know, whatever you do, and you got, you know, you come from the dirt, you done had so much trash, and when you finally get a good one, it's like, oh my God, I got a good one. But instead of you appreciating and giving back what they give you, you try to take advantage and take all that you can because you never had it. So it's like, let me get what I can before he leave. No, he or she is only going to leave when they feel like they're taking advantage of. We ain't gonna keep doing all this back and forth, lower vibrational things. We're supposed to grow together. So usually when you do that and the person wants to leave, now you emotionally hurt. It's all their fault. You want to yell and kick and scream because out of your selfishness. Why ain't you letting me drain you? Ah, let me drain you. The fuck? You deserve death at that point. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like a spiritual death. Like you need a rebirth. Like, you need to burn all that jealousy or whatever out because you have an evil, or not evil, but a dark entity in you that wants to drain a person without giving anything. And you just give things as a mask. You know what I mean? Just to keep him or her under control. So, a lot of times you have to lose something and get right back with it. Like, well, get right back with yourself, because everything is all in dwelling with yourself, not for the worse, but for the better, the betterment of yourself. So if you can get to the point to where it's like, all right, well, I understand the part that I played, and I have to take responsibility for that. You know what I mean? For better or for worse, like for yourself. You marry yourself for better or for worse, and you take yourself with all your bullshit and everything. You know what I mean? So with me, it's like, how can... like, it's how can I get back to self? Because a lot of times we build this, we have a foundation and we build these illusions on top of it. And then we take things for granted. And then as soon as you lose that person, it takes a while for you to go through loneliness, turmoil, you seeing, you know, a lot of things that's around you that makes you, you know, not want to trust or not want to be honest or whatever. And you just like, all right, I got to stay away from this so you can get to yourself and be honest with yourself. And that's when you're going to attract the better person. You know what I mean? Or it may have even been hurt because you were blind or taking yourself for granted. You were taking yourself worth for granted. So if you were blind taking yourself worth for granted, guess what you're going to go through? Some pain, some loneliness, trials and tribulations, emotionally. And then you'll have to grow. So when you get to the next person, and that next person like comes in your life, you know how to appreciate that person. You know how to love that person because you know your worth. You know who you are. You know what I mean? So sometimes you don't know better until you have worse. So you got to look at your situation. Is it for the betterment of yourself, or is it going to make you worse off? Like, you know what I mean? Like I hope I'm not losing people here. Even in business, you got good business, you got a good hustle going, you're taking it for granted, you start treating your clients like shit, then you lose your clients. It's like, oh shit, I need a transformation. Or you think you got it all figured out? Can't nobody tell you that? No shit, I need a transformation. And you're going to go through a rough time to try to reform everything so you can get it in motion. They say if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But at the same time, it's like appreciate what you have until it's ready. Like when you ready to get to that next level, like you know because you get tired, it becomes elementary. Like that first level becomes elementary. Or that level that you're on becomes elementary. And it's like, all right, it's childish. So now you have to know, all right, strategically, what's the plan or what do I have to do to get to the next level without losing everything or having a rug swept from up under me? So you have to make head over heart decisions. You don't know better until you had worse. And when you had worse and you regain it, you'll be more strategic about how to get to the next level. Because you're having fun, you're present, you're supposed to demand it. You're supposed to command what you want, demand what you want. But at the same time, you got to know what it takes to get there. And you can't complain about it. You got to stay grateful even for the opportunity. And you take the bone. God gives you a bone. You take it. Do whatever you can with it. And give you another one. Like I said before, you'll have a whole porterhouse steak if that's what you're into. Yeah, man. Me, I'll have a whole garden. I'm a little more vegetarian than anything, right? But yeah, for better or for worse, call in, let me know what's your opinion, what's your view, what's in your universe. I think different.